This Civil Liberties Minute is about school dress codes, racism, and conformity. I'm Bill Newman. Texas, like about half the states, has a Crown Act. Crown, creating a respectful and open world for natural hair, a Texas law that prohibits discrimination based on hair texture or protective hairstyle commonly or historically associated with race. But the law hasn't protected 18-year-old Darryl George, who has locks, rope-like strands that he pins on his head in a barrel row, a protective hairstyle that reflects black culture. Notwithstanding the Crown Act, the dress code in Darryl's high school in Mont Belvieu, Texas, prohibits hair that could extend beyond the top of a t-shirt collar. The fact that Darryl has never let his hair down in school was irrelevant. And recently, the state district court judge hearing the case agreed, ruling that because the Crown Act doesn't specifically mention hair length, the school could legally discipline Darryl as it has, including suspensions and relegating him to an off-campus disciplinary program because he wouldn't cut off his locks. What lesson should we learn from this school dispute? Well, the superintendent once explained his view that, quote, being an American requires conformity. There's another significant claim in the related federal case. Because the dress code targets black male students, it violates federal civil rights law. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU because freedom can't protect itself.